Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
And we're back.
Yeah, that was a windy wallop, that, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Been saving that one up for you, pal.
That was very resigned
yeah.
to the tedium of the next 30, 40, 50 minutes, whatever
50?
It is.
Okay, now.
Do you think maybe, Andy, it would be a good idea to start the show off with some other than a sigh? Just to make it feel like it's developing as a show, do you know what I mean?
You mean that we've done over 40 shows now where I've sighed at the beginning
yeah.
of them?
Yeah, you know what I'm getting at, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe no. next time.
All right, well...
I think there's something different.
You've given a sigh, so it's my duty to assess it.
Yes, please.
Obviously. What I was thinking, if this was a real good, fun podcast, yeah, that was thought through...
Oh, imagine that.
Imagine that, right. They would have a jingle there, so I'll have to assess the sigh, and it would go, assess the sigh, don't be shy, ask... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we could get Lenny Kravitz in.
Yeah.
Because I know Lenny...
You do.
Because he used to... do you know Screeding? The Kravitz family are Screeders.
Are they?
Yeah.
By
it's
trade.
Concrete finishing. Yeah. And they did my swimming pool.
Right.
Not that I've got a swimming pool, Andy. I know you'll jump down
just back
there.
Just amend my notes for a bit later on.
Because I was thinking...
Questions.
He sings, I want to fly to the sky. Mm-hmm. I want to fly high. Mm-hmm. Shall I tell you why?
Yeah.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Well, it sounds simplistic, but... Well, it's pretty deep, but like your swimming pool, Bob.
So, ha ha ha! Funnily enough, Andy, the deep end of my swimming pool is very deep because I dive deep. Do you know what I mean? I don't do the. I do a like vertical
down,
bang,
straight down,
to the bottom. Yeah,
like a torpedo.
Yeah, you can discover new types of plant down there. I tell you,
good jokes.
So I'll assess this. I'll assess it. With Lenny Kravitz or not. That was enough, Andy, that was enough to blow a lentil off a hard hat. You know, if the lads have been having falafel for lunch.
Yeah.
Is it falafel?
I think so.
But not,
if I'd know.
Not powerful enough to cool down a hot wasp.
Right.
Right? Because wasps get hot just like us all, Andy.
Yeah.
Or to move a slice of lemon off a map. If the lemon, the bit of lemon was on the part of the map you wanted to
see. I'm going to have to be going something to move a lemon.
Yeah.
One of my size.
It can be done.
It'd be a very thin slice, wouldn't it?
What do you want to be called today, Andy? I'm going to give you a choice.
What's my choices, Bob?
First one is Renty Bumbles.
Yep.
Yeah? Yeah? Oh, you've laughed? Because
right.
it is a fun character.
Yep.
I don't blame you laughing.
Does he have an origin story?
He's a book collector.
Right.
He wears corduroy. Yeah?
Yep.
And he once made love to a police frogman.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's a nice character, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Touch, touch, Peter.
Right.
What do you think? I'll tell you a little bit. Two touches, then he peters out.
Right.
That's all the information I've got on him. What do you reckon?
I like him as well.
Or, of course, the shit.
It's a classic, isn't it?
It's classic, the
yeah.
shit. The shit with tits.
I'll be the shit with tits.
All right, shit,
It'll
how are you doing?
Feel better. Hey, I've got some names for you for once.
Oh, great. Go on, then.
You can be...
I'm Ronnie Hotdog.
Instead of... Are you Ronnie Hotdog?
No, I'm not. I'm Funky Steve.
You can be Curly Toes Watson.
Don't want to be him.
He wears those slippers with the curly toes.
Turkish slippers.
About town Turkish slippers.
Yeah.
Dorothy Flex.
No.
No. Or Probe Tube 55.
Does it have to be 55? Andy?
Yes, it's 55.
Yeah. No,
the others have all been taken up.
I think
by other podcasts.
Honky Tonk.
Oh, fine.
If that's all right.
That's all right. Let's not bother with names next time.
See, Andy, we've just done a little tour.
It was a little tour, yes.
Did you enjoy that?
I really did. It was nice to get out of the house and see parts of Northern Britain.
Yeah? What was your favourite of the concerts? We'll call them concerts.
I'm not going to say a favourite because that would upset and alienate the people who didn't come to the
Well,
home.
They're all good. You can say that.
The second one in Manchester.
Second one in Manchester
yeah,
were best, wasn't
yeah.
it? That was a good gig.
Because them drunk ones were in.
Do you know what a gig stands for? Well, you know what a gig comes from?
Is it short for something?
It comes from something, yeah.
Tell me what it is.
It comes from God is good. No, you like, look at you laughing at me. I can't. No, in the 1920s, if the black jazz musicians got a gig, they used to say God is good, and it got shortened. They used to say if they got a gig, if they got a concert, they'd say got a gig. Do you believe?
I'm
that?
In front of Google right now.
Okay, you can't make. We're literally in front of Google.
I'm literally in front of it.
I work for Google, but I don't
God,
tell
it does.
No one. It's correct, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, you see?
My God. You learn something every day.
Yeah, up yours, fanny pack. That's what I'm going to call you,
listen,
fanny
I've
pack.
Got some questions for you.
All right, go on.
From me blood relatives.
Right here.
Bob, as a millionaire in your mansion...
I'm not a millionaire.
...with its panic room, its onion museum, and its Lenny Kravitz screed swimming pool...
Yeah.
...where you like to dive deep, where do you keep your diamonds?
I don't have any diamonds. I think they're... What's that word where... I think they're garish. Do you know what's... Is there a word?
Diamonds,
you know, they're flashy.
Diamonds are beautiful.
You like a diamond?
You're thinking they're like rubies and...
No, I don't
sapphires.
Like diamonds, so I ain't got any diamonds.
Diamonds are beautiful.
I would never spend a penny
on
it.
No one can argue against that.
I like jet. Yeah, I like blue Johnstone. Do. Blue Johnstone, I like. Get
blue
that in
Johnson.
Near Stoke.
All right, fair
Johnson
enough.
Paint
you're claiming
is the best
not
paint.
Oh, isn't it? Yeah.
In it though.
Yeah. No messing about with that. Does every member of your millionaire family household have their own dressing gown? Or
let
do
me
you
think.
Share?
Let me think. Yes, we all have our own dressing gown.
One each, or do you have an array of colours to
I've
choose
got,
from?
I've got. I'm getting gold pyjamas for my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've ordered
silk.
Them. Luxury pyjamas.
Yeah.
Because the wife got some white ones that look really luxurious.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't like that. Because I'm the boss of the house, aren't I?
So you have to
important.
Wear the gold pyjamas.
Yeah. So I've asked her, she said she'd get some gold or silver ones.
How many dressing gowns have you got?
Sorry, I've got 3 dressing gowns.
Okay. Well, that's the hallmark of a millionaire, isn't it, really?
Excuse me, Andy, is that's meant to be entertaining? Finding out how many
no,
dressing
gowns
I've got?
No, it's a genuine question.
Yeah, but no, it's a genuine question, but there is a responsibility to entertain people as well.
I don't think there is.
All right, fair enough.
Third question.
Okay.
Window cleaning, Bob.
Yeah, big
your
fan.
Your mansion.
Yeah.
Do you spray the windows yourself with a jet hose while dressed in your little fireman's outfit? Or do you get your slaves to wash your windows, denying them the use of a ladder and forcing them to form a human pyramid in order to reach the upstairs windows?
I don't have any slaves,
or
so that
do
one's
you
out.
Just get new UPVC windows put in throughout the house every 3 weeks.
Every 3 weeks?
Every 3 weeks.
Where do you think
than,
I live?
Rather than wash them.
Where do you, I live in the Cape of Good Hope or something. I live on a ship. I actually, we never clean the outside of our windows.
Right.
The inside we clean with, you know, I don't know what you call that stuff. Glass
fly
clean.
Spray.
Yeah. No, not fly spray. Window spray.
Right.
And kitchen purple.
So what about the outside?
Oh,
no one does.
Whatever will be, Andy. I don't know how you get a window cleaner. No one does.
Right.
The truth is, Andy, is because of the sheer size of my house, you'd have to get commercial window cleaners in, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't paying that big money for that.
Yeah, you could afford
that's
to.
That's big money.
You could afford to do it.
I could afford
you
to do anything I want. Anything I want to.
It's the millionaire rumours coming back again. Okay, that's the end of my questions, Bob.
Yeah, the EPL. Andy, do you want to do EPL?
Oh, a bit of EPL from me. What you got?
I've got 2 Man United stories, funnily enough.
2?
Yeah.
Just do one of them.
Well, would you like to do the fishing one or the tattooing one?
Fishing, I think.
Right, I'll do tattoos then.
Bastard.
So when I was in Manchester for the gig, right?
Yeah.
I had nothing to do, so I went to this really... Hey, you know what? I used to live in Manchester. I used to live at a place called Hume, the
right.
Crescents in Hume, which was some of the worst housing in northern Britain.
Well, because you had really, moved in.
No, I raised the standards, but it had wild dogs. It had a pack of wild dogs living there.
Right.
Oh, absolutely truthfully, with a Great Dane was the leader of this pack. And... They had one shop in the middle of it. When he came out, they used to attack you and take your
stuff,
try and get stuff out of your carrier bag and that. But there was one bloke there, like sort of white Rasta, you know, or tramp. I don't know quite what where he was coming from. And they never touched him or whatever. And I asked him, I said, what's the secret? What's the secret? He said, look, next time they come to you, stand absolutely still, look just above their eyes and say, bien, tiki, bien.
Bien, tiki, bien.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
I have no idea. So the next time they approached me, they sort of circle you a bit. I stared at the Great Dane and said, bien, tiki, bien.
What happened?
Right, came straight at me. And one of the other dogs got hold of me carrier bag and took away a big string of sausages.
Of course it did.
I went to a tattoo parlour for the day. You know when we were at Manchester doing the gigs? So I went down to Didsbury because that's where the really flash one is, VIP one, you know what I mean? And I thought maybe I'd get a tattoo of a grumbleweed. Yeah?
You could have got a sleeve done of all of the grumbleweeds.
Well, I only had afternoon. I was just passing time, really, Andy. So I sit there. They noticed I was off the telly, so I went in the back room. I go straight in there. There is Wade Rudy, Marcus Rashford, Phil Jones, all having tattoos,
all right,
having a chat, and they're all complaining about I'm making a big show of it, Andy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, good word day. Oh, I'm knackered.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I said, all right, lads, you've had a hard training today then. And Wade says, we're all knackered because after... Give me Scouse, Andy. Knackered because after training, we had to visit some shithole community centre and pretend we gave one about their shitty drawings and fuck-awful dancing. Phil Jones, he tweets in.
Charlie Williams.
I was right bored. So I crept into the kitchen to see how the oven worked. I'm right keen on cooker mechanisms, especially gas, though the electric induction systems are very pleasing too. Is that all right?
That's great.
I said, oh, that's nice. Got an interest, Phil. What cooker did they have? Oh, it was right pretty. Anyway, it was a 5-ring green enamel Britannia with double oven, piezoelectric ignition, timer and delay function, and separate griddle with removable drip tray. I had a right good fiddle with it, I could tell you. Weird. So, anyways, up, Philip left the gas rings on and was overcome with gas fumes and he lost consciousness. So, we're having tattoos to cheer ourselves up. That's all right, what are you getting, Wade? I'm getting a picture of Colleen next to a skip. Oh, I said, that's a nice tattoo, isn't it?
It's lovely.
Probably she's peeping up out of off the side of it.
Yeah.
And it'll say for higher 500 weight or whatever.
Yeah.
Nice tattoo, isn't it? I said, what about you, Philip? He says, yeah, I'm not getting one. As my mum says, it might stop me getting another job when Marino gave me the boot. Something like that. At this point, Zlatan strides in from a back separate room.
Uh-oh.
Naked from his waist down, right?
Yeah.
Wayne says, what tattoo did you get, Zlatan? Zlatan turns round to face them, his arse facing them, touches his toes with his nose.
Yeah.
He's got a big G on one cheek and a big D on the other. Philip says, "Ree, I don't understand it." That was Asian,
it's
wasn't
gone
it?
A bit Indian, yeah, there, Asian. Yeah.
Charlie Williams. I don't understand it. Is it your dog's initials? Zlatan says, no, come wipe Zlatan's anus, then you will see. So they kneel down and gently open his cheeks, yeah, so that they can work on his anus, and it all becomes clear. If you think about it, using the anus as the O.
Like anal hieroglyphics.
Yeah,
almost.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Zlatan says, you see now? Wade says, yeah, with your hole it spells God. Correct. Now wipe Zlatan till it sparkles. Yeah? And that's kind of my story. Do you wish you'd chosen the fishing one?
I did choose the fishing one, Bob.
Oh, you did actually,
and
didn't
you?
Yeah,
you poo-pooed that. Did.
Right, I'm thinking of starting a new club. You got a choice, and I'll work on whichever one you like best, right?
A new club?
A new club, yeah. First club I'm suggesting is the Cat Stevens Club, yeah?
Yeah.
So we get together, I'm going to say once a fortnight.
Mm-hmm.
We listen to, like, Tea for the Tillerman, some good old Cat Stevens stuff, and read the Quran, yeah? That's one club.
I'm liking it.
Yeah? There's the Partridge Club. I don't know what I said, but Partridge Club is like we draw them, We eat, you know, we eat partridge, we draw partridges. Mm. We could, you know what I mean? We just everything. It's not very good, is it?
Shite,
sorry. There's the Transistor Radio Club, right?
I like that.
We buy all trannies,
yeah,
transistors,
yeah,
and hold them to our ears and just like kind of walk around town.
Snapping your fingers.
Snapping the fingers. And
any transistor repair or restoration involved?
No, I don't know why you've introduced that side of things. It's
just trying to widen it out a bit.
It's not a business. It's a leisure. You know, I'm not repairing transistor. So are you interested in any of those clubs? If so, I'll work on them. If not, I won't.
I'd like the Cat Stevens one.
So we'll start a Cat Stevens
club. Sounds good. Nice for the summer.
Right, I'll buy tea for the Tillerman.
Right.
I'll buy that one. We'll listen to that one.
I want to do yes, no with you.
Yeah.
But imagine there's a door over there, an imaginary door, and imagine behind the door is the things I'm going to ask you.
Right.
So if you would actually go through the door to see this, yes or no?
You physically want me to?
No, not that door.
Okay.
Imaginary door next
Perhaps
to it.
It'll all become clear when you set
Right,
home,
imagine
yeah.
behind the door
yeah.
is a cheese pasty with a firework stuck in it.
Yes.
Would you go through the door to look at that?
I'd already gone, yeah.
Yes. The Crankies, but on their day off.
No, I'm not interested.
Okay. Papa Doc Duvalier's septic testicle.
I wouldn't be... I'd rather see the pasty.
Right, really?
Yeah. He's Haitian dictator, isn't
yes.
he?
Yes.
I've always been a bit fascinated with him. Hints of witch doctory.
There's all of that going on, yeah.
Yeah.
How did his testicle get so septic?
That'd be a curse or something, Probably. Wouldn't it?
But you can go through the door and have a look, would you?
No, I'll tell you what, I won't.
Really?
No, I'll leave it.
All right, one out of three then. Okay.
But thanks for giving us the chance. Will you sing us? Will you? You've got your. What's that badge you're wearing, Andy?
Singer songwriter.
No, it says Up Yours Delors. Well, yeah. Are you trying to say it's ironic? Is it?
It's Brexit irony.
Brexit irony.
I've done a song.
Go on, then.
I've been in the studio and done one.
Yeah.
It's like a backing track. It's a little bit like Kraftwerk, but it's a bit like Sleaford Mods as well.
Right. I don't know
what I'm trying to do is a bit of social commentary.
Go on, then.
And it's sort of like about drones because they're everywhere now, aren't they?
Yeah. Hey, I hope maybe things will change after this. Then.
And please just be as brutally honest as you can.
Everywhere you go, sometimes three, sometimes four. Bloody drones. Drones moving round amongst the clouds. Are they ever coming down? Bloody drones. Coke ability, that's the beauty of gas.
There you go, what do you think about
You're
that?
You're right, pleased with that.
Yeah, it took me 3 days, that.
It is a bit craft work.
Isn't it?
Yeah. You nicked the cookability bit, though.
Well, you know what, I dropped that in because I thought I could pitch it to British Gas and they might want to use it as an advert.
No. The funniest line in it was maybe three, maybe four.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you didn't have enough confidence, so you thought you needed to put a funny line on the end. Isn't that correct, Mr. Dawson?
No, I want to try and flog it to British Gas for an advert.
British Gas don't exist anymore. It's Centrica. Okay.
Have you got the number?
I'm sure I can get it for you. Are you watching any telly at the moment, Andy?
Not right now. I'm here talking to you.
Oh, yeah. No, good one. No, yeah. I think I might try and introduce it as a new feature.
Yeah.
Right, just some recommendations. Have you watched The Start Up with Martin Freeman, The Hobbit?
No.
That's really good. But I wanted to broadcast it because the first episode is really difficult.
What's it on? Is it BBC, Netflix?
I think I saw it on Amazon.
Right.
And it's really difficult because you get it a lot with the American ones now, is that they want to do a thing at the beginning to say, look, you potentially might see nudity in this. So they like they want to make the statement, hey, this has got nudity in it.
Right.
There isn't any nudity in
I'm not going to watch it.
But it's really randy, the first one, and Martin Freeman's got...
He's rubbing himself against stuff.
a dustpan and brush. Martin Freeman's accent's a bit odd. And I've spoken to so many people who've abandoned it after one.
You make it sound really good.
Oh, no, but
really
it's
enticing.
Great. Right. I always recommend the film Barbara, the East German film Barbara from 2012. Why are you laughing? It's the best film I've ever seen.
Have I got to Google this again?
It's a... Honest...
Here we go.
It's a perfect bit of cinema. But I can see you're not interested in this new section of the show.
Oh, yeah, it's true. East German, 2012.
It's fantastic,
oh, she looks nice.
Andy. Fantastic. Anyway.
She's pretty.
Hey, have you ever noticed, right? Have you noticed, though, right? You buy lottery tickets for the family and you have to rub off all the windows because you're the wanker with the brass hands. Hey.
Yes.
Have you ever noticed, yeah? Yeah? Have you ever noticed how bothersome wasps are at a picnic? You know, you swat one away and your brass hand flies off into the Garden of Remembrance. You noticed that? Have you noticed that? Have you ever noticed? Oh, do you remember? Do you remember tin beef burgers?
Yes.
You had to hook them out with your brass hand, so they always tasted a Pearson's brass hand wax.
I've got one more. Do you want me to do one?
Please indulge yourself. Go on.
Have you ever noticed in service station toilets those big round dispensers for the bog roll, right?
Yeah.
And you can't find the end of it, so you stick your brass hand in. Yeah. And it gets stuck. So you have to phone up Pearson's headquarters to send an operative out to release you. Have you ever noticed that, Andrew?
Yes. Yes. Have you finished?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm one of the ambassadors for the Sunderland City of Culture 2021 bid,
right,
which has gone in today.
Yeah.
Right.
What's it based on? Biggest KFC in the country?
Well, I'm gonna get to that. Now, what
you've got
you
a roundabout,
haven't
you?
I've got a bit of a song to go along with
another
it.
Another song?
Yeah. You know when the Istanbul song that we don't do anymore?
All right,
racist.
Yeah.
If you could do that bit where you go, Sunderland.
You ready?
And I'll do the... Yeah, go for
okay.
it.
Okay. Sunderland.
Pigs in blankets.
Sunderland.
Moonwalking.
Sunderland.
Lotto rollover.
Ha! Sunderland.
Sega Mega Drive.
Sunderland.
Bi-weekly recycling.
Sunderland.
The top 40.
Sunderland.
That's all of them.
All right. And that's to sell the City of Culture.
That'll get the City of Culture thing awarded.
I think you've kick-started it there.
I think it's a weird, isn't it? Yeah.
You know, you've been doing all these songs.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one. Have you
got a song special.
Have you got your keyboard there?
Well, yeah, of course.
Because I've got a blank area with no... I haven't got any words for it, so you'll have to fill it in with your synth, yeah?
Right, sort of a middle eight.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you'll play your synth, right? I'll give you a nod.
Right.
Right? Okay, here we go. Slender people fit through gaps. Slender men look great in fucking slacks. Slender women can kick you in the head. Slender people take less room up in bed. Go, Andy!
Nice. You're good.
Thank you very much. One hand as well.
Oh, Oh, thank you, Andy.
Was that it?
I didn't have any words for the end, so I had to be sent.
Second verse.
Thank you. Yeah, I went to Bournemouth match, Andy. You and Borough got beat by Bournemouth 4-0. Yeah, oh, God, we got battered. Well, I went out, I left at half time. I have never, ever done that in my life.
Did you really?
I left it, I couldn't, it's just too sad. It was too sad to watch. So it's at the Vitality Stadium. Yeah. Big car park. Is it really? It's very good for visiting supporters, anyway.
Yeah.
And Callum Wilson was out at the back there.
Callum Wilson.
Is that what he's called?
I think so.
Callum Wilson. He's round the back, and they've got a little practicing area, AstroTurf, with goalposts and that, yeah?
Yeah.
And he was practicing his diving, yeah? And teaching some of the Bournemouth school children how to dive.
Yeah.
You know.
Does he dive deep?
So I was just watching, then Adama Traore came out, yeah? Mm-hmm. With a can of Red Bull and some jelly snakes, you know, to give him a bit of, you know, like, well, you can tell that's what he's on, can't you? So it's amazing watching. He dribbled past me, right? Then he dribbled past a couple of the kids. Then he dribbled past me. Then he dribbled right past Callum, then past the security bloke, then past Callum again, then runs towards the goal and blasts it into the delivery bay of Asda next door. So, as you can see, Andy, it was just really a little joke story.
Is that the end of it?
Yeah, it's a joke. I was just trying to... I suppose it was observation comedy. I was saying, have you ever noticed how Callum Wilson dives all the time?
Yeah.
And have you ever noticed how Adam Traore beats loads of people and then does nothing with it?
I'll probably just edit that out later on.
OK, Alderman, or have you got something?
Do your Alderman.
All right.
Go on.
I was not going to do any other Aldermans, you know.
I know, but you wrote one for the live show, but it wasn't good enough to put in the live show, so you're going to do it now?
Oh, says the man who gives us a tat advert.
Oh, we've had some players spotted that have come in.
Yeah?
No, I'll do them later on. Well, go on, do your Alderman.
I was staying at a hotel near Stockton. I was up there opening a little, I think it was a play-out for the daft kids, you know, with their half-baked, flaky parents, you know, can't, like, get it together. I had nothing to do till the evening, so I was in quite a nice hotel. I went down to the basement pool. So that's nice, isn't it, Andy?
Yes.
I'm having a basement pool.
Did you go in the pool? Did you dive?
Yeah, so I went in the pool. There was no one in there while I went down there. Just that lovely smell, and it was quiet. Then I saw in the shallow end, stood up, was Biffy Clyro, and he was, like, drawing on his face. He was drawing waves, so I thought, that's nice. He's got a nice theme.
You shouldn't be allowed to take a pen in the shallow end.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't going to say
Biffy
it, was
Clyro, though,
Biffy Clyro,
isn't
it?
Rock star.
So I did a few wits, yeah? Doing me paddle because of me bad shoulder that you haven't asked about. Yeah, you're not.
I'll ask about it now. I'll edit in earlier on. How's your shoulder, Bob?
Shoulder's not great. I wish I'd never had it done.
Dear me, Jesus.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that. If I've got any tablets, I'll give you some tablets.
Yeah. What general tablets?
Yeah.
Do you know when I was a kid, you used to go to the doctors? Do you remember that? You got to the doctor and used to give you a Linctus.
No, here we are. Got some tablets. They've got a bit of cotton wool in the top.
Yeah. Also, they're important tablets.
Yeah.
Did you get them on the internet?
Yeah.
Are they to help you get a rise on?
They're blue.
Haven't you got any?
Just have 10 of them.
Haven't you got any tablets that would dissolve your tit fat?
I'm trying to help you.
I think you can get such a thing.
I'm trying
to
cure you.
I think you get the shits if you have them, but because the fat.
Just have 10 of them.
Anyway, Biffy Clark, I did a couple of lengths.
I'll edit that bit in the beginning about your shoulder, make it sound like I give a fuck.
All right, if you would.
Right, carry on
with
the story.
It puts you in a better light, doesn't it? I know you couldn't give a fuck.
Do the story.
Anyway, I'm halfway across one of my wits and I feel like a little tug on my trunks. Then another little tug. And then I grab my trunks to keep them up, but of course that means I put both arms down. I start to sink a bit. And as soon as I let go, there's another little tug. And before you know it, my trunks are off, yeah? So I quickly swim to the deep end, you know, just to, like, get me act together kind of thing. And then, but I look up and notice the pool's completely empty. No one there. Nobody there. Hello. Hey, already, Andy, this is a little bit like that movie Cocoon, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, do you know what I mean?
I'm wondering where it's going. Yeah.
Well, I think, look, I've got nothing on. I'd better get out of here quick before a lady comes in. You know what I mean? So I sprint into the changing rooms. Thank God they're empty. I open me locker, right? And shit, my clothes have gone. So that's not very nice, is it, Andy?
No.
Then I hear a very familiar voice.
You lost something, Robert. You look in a bit of a pickle, Robert, don't you, Robert?
It's the alderman stood there with a towel round his middle. He's just come out of the shower. It's interesting, Andy, because his shoulder hair is all stood up on end, yeah?
Yeah.
And in the back, it's surrounded by the steam in the background from the shower.
Yeah.
On his massive back. And you know what I thought? It looked to me a bit like the aftermath of a Greek forest fire. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I cover up, or first, I should say, I cover up my privates with my thumb, yeah?
Yeah.
I said, yes, some jokers nicked me trunks in the pool and me clothes have been nicked from me locker.
Oh, dear, Robert, you are in a bind, Robert.
Then I see he's got an apricot in his hand, yeah?
Ooh.
He says, here, take this apricot, Robert, to help you cover up. I can still see the edge of your foreskin, Robert.
So he throws it and I catch it and I use the apricot in conjunction with my thumb.
Yeah.
You know what
cover
I mean?
The area in cover its the entirety. Area. Yeah.
Suddenly the aircon gets turned on. I begin to shiver a bit, you know, it gets cold.
Oh, dear, Robert, you're shivering like a little baby seagull, Robert, that slipped down the roof tiles into a frozen downpipe, Robert. Here, take my towel, Robert.
He throws me his towel and he just stands there nude, right? And Andy, he's got a huge circular bush.
Jesus.
No, massive, about bigger than the opening of a bucket, big circle of pubes, yeah? And you know, it looks like he's sat on the shoulders of that little bloke from Diversity. I didn't know where to look, Andy. Anyway, then I see the town clerk, the vicar and Biffy come round from behind the lockers. Town clerk's got me closed. They start to chant, kiss the alderman, kiss the alderman, kiss the alderman. Well, Andy, I have never kissed him naked.
It's the first time for everything,
yeah,
Bob.
So I don't mind telling you, I didn't hesitate at all, to be honest.
You like trying new things, don't you?
So I didn't want to look like a slag, but I'll right up for it. So he just sucked, like, my lips onto his, and then he seemed to sort of count each of my teeth individually with his tongue, right?
Yeah.
And I couldn't help it. I grabbed hold of his bush and like a twisted handful of it and it came out of my fist. And then we just slipped apart as my mouth filled with his spittles and we just sort of slipped apart.
Yeah.
And it was over.
Beautiful.
Clark gave me my clothes back. And I have to say, Andy, I'll tell you the truth. I kept that handful of hair from the alderman's bush. I wove it into a little broomstick.
Yeah.
And I've hung it from the rear mirror in my car.
So oh, well, I hope that brings you luck. I hope that brings you luck while you're driving.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, it's Barry Homeowner here.
Yeah,
hi, yeah. Hey, I got one of those Kärchers, you know, for car washing, patio cleaning.
Yeah.
I got all the accessories, Andy.
Jet wash, yeah?
Yeah, it's a jet washer. It's bright yellow, and it's brightened up my life, right? It cleans the grout, the concrete, glass. Next door, Andy, right?
Yeah.
It's got a bucket and a mop. A fucking fucking renter.
Renter, yeah. Yeah.
Ding-dong, landlord.
Yeah.
Sorry. Ding-dong, landlord here. Get out of my house. I'm selling it to a real man who can afford a mortgage. Yeah. I've got a smart meter this week. It lets me constantly monitor my consumption.
Yeah.
It's a service that isn't available to a renter, obviously.
No, no, you can't.
Ding-dong, landlord here. I'm giving you 1 month's notice that you're a wanker who can't afford a mortgage. Yeah, bloody good, isn't it?
Listen, you know, halogen bulbs?
Yeah, you know, super efficient.
No, they're not, though.
Really?
You'd assume they were energy efficient. You'd assume it.
Yeah, I did.
But no. Oh, man, I'm tempted to pull them all out and, I don't know, send them down the food bank or something.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Fuck who? Renters!
Hey,
I got a new ISA this year, tax-efficient shelf.
Did you go on
savings.
The forums and research it?
Yeah, just went straight to the forum, says best ISA, picked an ISA. It's a tax sort of shelf for your savings and investments.
Yeah.
The interest alone actually keeps me in lasagna for the whole year. It's a peach of a system.
Beautiful.
Imagine giving half your income. Honestly, Andy, giving half your income to a landlord.
I can't imagine.
You might as well just throw it in a big fire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then put the fire out with your jet washer.
Yeah, ding-dong, landlord here. I want to inspect your bedding for tears. You renters tend to cry most at night when I'm at the casino. that's kind of like what... Oh, are you watching the Island with Bear Grylls, though?
No, I'm not watching that either. Should I be watching that?
Yeah,
I've heard he's a knobhead.
He's a Christian, isn't he?
Is he? Oh, I'll take that back then.
He's a Christian who flies everywhere by a helicopter.
Right. Can we just go over to the Secret Soccer Superstar?
Love to,
because there's been a lot of...
Can I have a guess who it is?
At the end, after you've heard it. There's been a lot of talk about gambling in football this week with Joey Barton and that, so that Secret Soccer Superstars lifted the lid on gambling in football. Here we go.
The issue of footballers doing gambling has reared its head in the news recently, but outsiders have got no idea just how addicted to betting many of the top, top, top footballers really are. I used to play for one of the biggest clubs in the land, and every Tuesday afternoon, the lads would get together in a barn about 15 miles into the deep, dark wood and spend hours doing gambling until dawn or beyond. A local bookmaker would set it up, and all of the top betting events would be laid on for us. Roulette, pontoon, Channel 4 racing videos, rock, paper, scissors, even pin the tail on the donkey. Everyone was usually well behaved, but now and again one of the lads would get carried away, throwing good money after bad and ending up losing an absolute bundle. I once looked on in amazement as a very high profile England fullback chucked away 90 grand on a sword fight between two naked midgets that had been covered from head to toe in spry crisp and dry. And when I say swords, what I really mean is, well, you can probably work it out. Great, great times.
Ooh. Ah, well, that is interesting. And can I have a little guess who
Please
it
do.
Is? There was a Sunderland player. Was he called Pickford or Pickering? Or
Nick Pickering.
Nick, is it Nick Pickering?
No, it's not Nick Pickering.
Thought it might be
Nick Pickering. Just mention at this point that the Secret Soccer Superstar and the Alderman and stuff like that is in the new Atletico Mints book that's coming out in a few weeks.
Is it shit, the book? I've never seen it.
Yeah. It's mostly my stuff and stuff you've said on the podcast.
All right, yo.
Yeah, pile of shit. Available from all good book retailers from May the 18th.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Andy, I had a picnic last night. You know, the bar.
The bar.
The bar.
Yeah.
It's so easily overlooked, isn't it? Don't you
find? They still did them.
It doesn't shout out, like.
Nah.
And it's a delicious bar, it really is.
Maybe we can do something with the picnic people. I'll write a song for the picnic people
all
next week.
Yeah.
Like that British Gas one I did earlier.
So, shall we go to the island?
Yeah,
finish
off with that.
It's a bit long, Andy. I know they always are.
Well, we're used to it now.
Okay. Young Thomas McClough lived on the island position nearest to the Laird's domain and the Western Isles. Separated by the sea, but not beyond the spying eye of his telescope, purchased from the now-defunct Comet Superstore on the mainland. So it's a nice start, isn't it, Andy?
It's something.
So he's spying on the island with his telescope.
Oh, that would have been.
Thomas would spend hours of daylight gazing upon the Laird's Island from his bedroom window. He would watch the delivery of provisions by boat every Thursday. Rolled oats.
Ooh.
Oatmeal. Oaty drinks. Oats are simple. And Rickstein salt and pepper oat cakes, especially for the Laird. Yeah, so the delivery, he watches them doing the deliveries.
Okay.
The mainland crew would bow their heads as the goods were taken and not step foot on the isle. A swift exit was always made. But on every other day, his attention was firmly fixed on Mallet Cove. For there every day a lassie would appear at 10 a.m, accompanied by a man in a cloak and mask, and sit on her own reading till the man returned to fetch her at sundown. The lassie was a total beauty. Thomas likened her to a perfect combination of the Australian Minogue sisters. She had the dark, long, silky hair of the sister Danny, but no the ugly face. The arms and legs of Kylie, but without the thick hairs that blighted Danny's limbs. She had the thin, delicate feet of sister Danny, but without the extra toe and half thumb on top. But in one important respect, she bore resemblance to both sisters, in that she had plenty tit to spare. It was this abundance of surplus tit that inspired Thomas to paint, and he would spend most of his evenings painting buns and hillocks on canvas. Then he hatched a plan, and the next Thursday early in the morn, he slipped under a tarpaulin on the delivery boat and lay quite still, clutching a box of Mellow Bird's coffee. On arriving up the aisle, he swam to Mullet Cove, where he knew his sweetheart would be waiting. She was seated in her usual spot and beckoned him with her index finger. Thankfully, the finger was a replica Kylie and not the wizened, wart-infected digit of the sister Danny. Their eyes locked on each other's like a space probe might lock onto a larger exploratory craft. Thomas immediately felt a rumpus along the length of his personal pipe and covered the area with the Mellow Bird's package. "How do you do, madam?" said Thomas. The lady replied, sadly in the voice of Sister Danny, "Not bad, mate. You, sir, are fucked." At that moment, Thomas noticed a long chain attached to her foot that bound her to a nearby post. "How do you mean, young lady, and why are your chains so?" "I am but a lure to attract young men to the island so they may be slaughtered to provide meat for the laird. Tullock will be here shortly to dispose of you. What's in your package?"
"That's a large tin of Mellow Bird's. It was a gift for you from the mainland. It truly is the world's most gentle and mellow drink."
And at that, Tullock appeared over the brow, brandishing a blade fashioned from the side panel of a lambretta that had fallen out of the sky many summers ago. But it was not the blade that did for Thomas, no. He died instantly when Tullock removed the hood from his head, for he had the face of Diane Abbott. The face of Diane Abbott. The face of Diane Abbott. So there you go.
There we are. And that's all we've got time for this week. But we'll be back. We'll be back soon, won't we?
Yeah, can I just say, if you've been listening very carefully to the podcast, you might want to start wondering about this Lambretta. It might be the key to the way off the island.
Right, so people
might
want to
have a little bit of think about
every other episode we've done for
that day when the Lambretta fell from the sky.
Clever. All right, then.
All right, see you, Andy.
Say bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.